This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Jonah's experience described in his Old Testament book illustrates for the reader insights into why we might react as we do in certain situations. At the point of his most desperate condition, while in the belly of the great fish, certain convictions began to surface. He accused God of hurling him into the sea in Jonah 2:3. Actually, he had instructed the sailors to throw him into the sea. But in a sense, he was right. God allowed his circumstances to get to a point where he was hemmed in with no alternative but to be thrown into the sea. He concluded, according to verse 4, that he was banished from God's sight. He knew God was holy and would not condone sin. This became clear to him when he found himself in this desperate situation. Another conviction swirled in his mind, expressed in verse 8. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. Faith was beginning to break through the clouds of despair. He was preaching to himself as he prayed to God, a form of self-talk. Listen to Jonah 2:7. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, Lord, and my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Verse 4 said, I will look again toward your holy temple. He turned his heart toward the holy temple, the appointed place for meeting God. Gradually, he became confident that if he genuinely sought God, God would graciously answer. When he cried out to God, he was not disappointed. Nor will you be if you cry out to God for help today. If you would like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.